This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese. Another episode. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to these amazing castmates. These motherfuckers, we did it, guys. Without you, we ain't nothing. We just want to go ahead and say thank you for all the likes, the subscribes. And guys, what did we do? We did it.
Making money.
We motherfucking monetized. Thank you for those pennies, guys.
Get out of here.
Swigs, Jigs, and Goose, your favorite hood opinion piece. Motherfuckers is back. He's going to take it easy this week to smoke and relax and just thank you guys.
I could quit my job?
Nah, just yet.
Bro. Almost.
I mean, you can. No one's stopping you from quitting your job, but if you're trying to quit your job to make money off YouTube, I would suggest it.
It's not a good look.
It ain't happening no time soon. But it allows us to open up the door for a lot of other things, you know. You know, people are going to actually start seeing our videos, maybe whether they want or not. All depends on that bullshit.
It's a celebration.
Huh?
It's a celebration.
Oh, no, of course. But, you know, everything else, once it happens, you always look for the next thing. So I guess now we got to set our... Yeah, you want to start over, Jigs?
Yeah, he definitely needs
I think he wants to start over.
I thought it was good for the show.
But now we gotta look for the next thing that we're looking forward to, and I think one of the next things we can look forward to is actually getting like a viral video popping. I mean, I don't really know what in details there, but that would be dope to wake up and seeing our shit like OD viral.
I think we gotta come at these podcasters hot and heavy.
So you want to start podcast beef?
You want to make enemies? Beef.
We could be like the 50 Cent of podcasts and just like call them all out.
Man, that's the route you want to go? I want to be friends, bro.
Let's go after the king and the sting.
I want to network. Nah, bro, you can't go after people who are on the top.
Let's go after Joe Rogan.
You go straight for the top. What are you talking about? You know who we are?
You want to go after Joe Rogan?
We're
the
bums.
Young Turks?
We're
go
bums that them. Just got our apartment.
Nah, they're beefing right now, and they got enough.
You know what I mean? We can't start dreaming about fucking condos and shit.
Yo.
We just got government funding apartments.
Right now, I am Conor McGregor when he was on welfare. You know how hungry I am? You know I'm
but
I'm,
you see how you know how
I'll take anyone on.
You know how our fans can tell that we're hungry by us just keep putting out these fucking videos every week and just making them laugh. Hopefully we can give them a little break from reality, because there's a lot of shit still going on, right, that we could talk about.
There is, but there's a lot less attention being.
Is there anything significant that you could point out this week that happened?
That's what on your happen? Mind? There's a lot of things that happened this week. Well, we found
I was
out,
overwhelmed
we found
so much
out.
About us being monetized and us finally getting accepted into YouTube partnership that I really can't even think about anything else.
Well, I found out that Elon Musk doesn't own Twitter yet.
Oh, yeah, that was brought up. And you know, it's crazy that you bring that up, actually. That's just the whole introduction of Trump being in social media and him being in like the spotlight again, because he hasn't spoken in a while.
Yeah, I know, that's true.
He hasn't put anything up in a while, so for him to go down that.
A lot of people believe that Elon Musk just did this whole thing as a ploy to expose Twitter as well. A lot of people are saying that it wasn't even for him to buy the company. It was just for him to expose it, because now you're finding out that there's a bunch of bots.
Bot forms.
What about Swigs? You know most forms. About that stuff.
I think we already been known about that shit. It's just now people are actually getting scrutinized for it, because it's been clear, like, all of these fucking, even when the accounts went up and a lot of them decreased, like we said, you could see a lot of employees were cleaning out their closets before they were gonna get, you know, like looked into and everything.
But how were we supposed to figure that out before this happened?
What do you mean? Who's supposed to figure that?
There was no way for us.
You know what's funny? What if this was Elon Musk approach from jump? He never had intentions on completing the deal.
That's what it was just
to expose them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just saying. A lot of people are saying that this was just a ploy to expose the bots.
Yeah, so if it is that, then it's like there's no way to really know about it. That was his way of showing it.
Because you don't come here for the facts, but I think DeSantis signed the bill about not allowing bots. Was it DeSantis? Well, it was somebody.
You don't come here.
It sounds like something in Florida.
No. I think it was some shit that had to do with the sneakers, because the reason I know about bots is because a lot of friends of mine love sneakers and stuff like that. And when you go to raffle for sneakers online, they send bots online apparently to fill a bunch of slots. I don't really know how.
No, yeah,
you
I know.
More,
I
you
do,
know more than well, I know about that, the bots, but
that's definitely in the game for like shopping and shit. I don't see why it wouldn't be like for fake accounts for like for anything media related for social media accounts. Especially
you don't see why.
I wouldn't see why it wouldn't like be as easy, because like why would you stop there? Just that fucking shopping and being able to manipulate markets when you could do anything.
Yeah, that, I think that's how they manipulate numbers and views and stuff like that too.
You know what? I think that a lot of this shit, depending on what you are watching, is fake. And a lot of this shit is obviously real, real fake. Because there just be some shit where it's just like, you don't know how the numbers just keep up. The one that is real was the White House's YouTube page, though. I didn't know that. Remember how it was getting mad OD dislikes and shit?
And then remember three days or weeks later, they cut the dislike button.
Yeah, they were like,
yo,
no more dislike button.
They said, oh, we got something new for YouTube. No more dislike button. Like, wait a minute.
But why wouldn't they just use their bots for that, though, right?
To outpace the not likes.
Yeah. Oh,
because it'll be ridiculous. The dislikes must have been so massive.
Yeah, but I would figure they would have like endless amount of bots, like the way China has those offices set up. Like you see those shits where there's like literally like 10,000 phones.
Cell phone
you see
phones.
Those shits?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
That is crazy.
They got those shits over here too. Those shits all over the world.
Those are illegal, right?
Hell yeah. I mean, it all depends on what they're doing though.
Well, if you're buying sneakers and then reselling
them.
Yeah,
well that, yeah, sneakers and just bot farms, nigga. Them niggas do everything.
Yeah, so Musk doesn't own Twitter yet.
Literally, the deal just got put on hold to like 2 days ago.
And you seen how Bitcoin dropped?
You saw that,
yo,
right?
All the markets are crashing. One of the biggest one is cryptocurrency, not just Bitcoin in general.
Yeah,
all
crypto,
of them.
Yeah.
They found out in a hard way.
I told everybody.
Nigga, this go to you. Pass out the jigs. The only way that people are gonna realize how fake like anything is besides real bargaining collateral type
you
shit.
You don't know, Sway.
Nice. I don't need to know, bro. Firsthand, look at how many people are gonna learn the hard way.
You don't know, Sway.
Yeah, they're gonna find out. I don't need to tell them, bro. They're gonna see it.
I did not
it's
need
the devil's
to know
money.
About,
and don't say it's inflation, because boy oh boy.
I did not need to know about cryptocurrency to know that something fishy was going on. When everybody starts talking about the same thing at the same time, avoid it. Get the fuck away,
it's not a Ponzi
bro.
Scheme. It's more of a manipulation.
Yo, the same time.
You know what's funny? Remember the dude who invented it? He just randomly disappeared and nobody even knows.
Wait, invented what? Crypto?
Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin in general.
In particular,
okay.
Yeah.
He just disappeared.
But I mean, wasn't Bitcoin the first cryptocurrency on the market?
It might be. I don't know, bro, to be honest with you.
You're coming for the facts.
I don't know. The crypto people may be able to know.
Yeah, hit us up in the comments, bro.
I would say that it sounds right.
I could be mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's mad at them now, so I don't. Who knows?
But kudos to anybody who made money off of it, who you know did it the right way. But right now, obviously, it's the time to, I don't know, sell. However you do,
I don't know what the fuck
is it like stocks when you sell. Is that, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Around the same time last year, everybody was coming up to me like,
shout out to you, whoever.
They're like, yo, what's good? What you do? You know, I tell them what I do. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, what you been up to? You working? They're like, you don't know about stocks? You're not trading? You don't know about crypto?
You're not a day trader?
You don't know about cryptocurrency? Oh man!
Yeah,
what if they show you their IG
and they in a different hotel on a different beach all the time? Wouldn't you believe them then? Right?
I don't know. They signing up for those timeshares, right? And they're taking the tour, and then they're like, "I don't want it."
That's those fake display rooms. You never seen the shit with the plane where people line up to pretend like they're in a fucking private jet?
That's crazy.
You seen those shits, right, Goose?
That's crazy.
Where people sit, stand and wait to sit, to go to the private little fake jet set where they could sit down and pretend like they're like in a private jet for like a photo.
That's what those shits be, bro.
And Groupon too, bro. You get a nice fucking hotel on Groupon
and just front.
Just take your pictures that before you fuck it up. Because fucking an hour after that, it's going to be a pigsty.
But I mean, bro, nothing's real, bro. Because it's already been seen how a majority of these...
Now I'm freaking out. What do you mean nothing's real? This table's not real?
No.
None of these people live these lives. I mean, I'm not going to say
what
not...
is white?
There's some of them who literally lived like that OD extravagant lifestyle.
Who's that?
No. Do what you got to do.
Hey, I'm recording. Can I call you right back? There's some people who like literally live this lifestyle.
What lifestyle?
Like the rich lifestyle where, like, nigga, everything is like high end, everything.
Live and then lavish, and then but there's people that live lavish and have no money.
No, there's people who live that lifestyle, but only because it's all rented. Skinny and
they don't need.
Nah, it's all rented and fake. Everything is literally not owned.
Fake it till you make it. Is that what you're trying to like?
I mean, I fake that image till you make it.
Mm. I've been to people's houses, not necessarily friends. Been to people's houses. Dress pretty fly, look pretty nice, right? Because
what you need, like, you need hundreds of thousands to pretend like you got millions, right?
No, you bugging. Dude, this city is, everyone's so a millionaire in this around, city. You could run that?
Around looking like you a millionaire with tens of thousands?
Less.
Yeah, really? Nah, because you can't just hop in a jet, bro. Bro, can you just hop in a jet?
My bubble, you want to join less. Me, bro?
Yo, let's go. We out.
How much it cost?
Yo, bro. I'm trying to live lavishly right now with $500 in the bank.
Yo, this is the place.
Yo, fake oil is 30 grand just to fly private to Florida.
Do you know that niggas leave Harlem, right? Go places. You don't know
nothing about
Jeff wherever they go, they rich. I heard
somebody say it.
Wherever they go, they rich. Did you know that?
Jet fuel.
But you heard that? It's 30 grand for jet fuel to go to fucking Florida from New York. Round trip.
I got it.
But so then what you do when you're done with that?
Refill.
You clean the plane, nigga. Because
you need at least 100 grand to front like you got a million. Then
yo, you're bugging. What are you talking about? Why do you need that much money to front?
Because where do you go after that?
Bah, you live in.
Where do you go with the? Where you going with the private plane?
Let me tell you something. You live in a city where everybody thinks they're a millionaire. You hear me? And if they left the city, people?
Where you taking me once I come to New York City?
They would fool people outside. Where
you taking me? Where you taking me? Once we land in New York City to show me that you a millionaire, where you taking me?
What do you mean, where am I taking you?
I got to go. Nigga, where you going to take me? To fucking Central Park to walk around?
No, I'm going to leave you in the hotel. I'm busy. I'm a millionaire.
What hotel? Steak dinner. It better not be the Marriott, bro. What hotel?
We bounce it from wherever Groupon gives me the fucking room, puppy. That's it. That's how I like to live.
I'm a girl.
I have so much bread that I like to move from room to room.
But if I'm an IG thot, I ain't fucking with you.
I don't even know where this conversation came
from. I need money, bro.
You're lost. And then I call your bluff. I'll be like, all right, bye, man. And then I leave.
Yo, bro.
And then you be like this. Hold on. Wait.
Yo, bro. The girls be having the money. They be needing the niggas that be having the extra money because all of them, not all of them, I don't know. A lot of them sell their bodies, bro.
What are we talking about, I don't know. Guys?
What are we talking about?
What are you two talking about?
How much money you need to make believe you're a millionaire?
$10,000.
I said less than that, especially here.
Yeah, for like a couple of hours.
What you mean for? What do you mean?
Because, nigga, a millionaire spent $10,000 wiping his ass real quick.
What millionaire? You know. Ooh.
Bob, niggas.
6'9"?
Niggas don't walk around like they ain't got nothing, bro.
Bro.
You can tell just by what they do and the moves they make.
I worked for millionaires for years and they look like bums.
Nah.
Are those the you niggas did
that,
too.
But we're talking about niggas that be around chicks with money that be flossing on IG. But those millionaires those that you worked around, those niggas, that's what I'm saying, though. The image of it. Those niggas you talking about, niggas that had like fucking baby vomit still on their shirt from yesterday.
How much you think that it costs to rent a nice car?
But that's what I'm saying. So how long?
How many pictures how can long you take can within, you last with that then? What?
With your 10 grand renting a nice car. Renting a nice car is like 3 grand.
This is what I'm saying. To rent a luxury car
is like 3 grand for the weekend.
If you sign up for Zipcar.
Nah, you see, there you go. You pulling up in a Volvo, bro? You a millionaire, bro?
You bugging, nigga.
Nah.
If you sit in the back and I'm driving, then he looks like a millionaire.
Not even, bro.
You know they got places.
And then when Shorty gets in the car, you be like, yo, Shorty, that's my personal driver. I'm be like, good evening, man. Where are we going, Mr. Ventura?
I don't know, bro. I think maybe you think it's that easy, but once you meet the girls that are out there now, from what I can see, from the toxic exposure, they're going to call you on it, bro. I've seen it, bro. You got to hear the way they talk, bro. Their expectations are not what you think that they are, bro. They don't want McDonald's and Marriott, bro.
I don't eat McDonald's.
I know you don't. I'm saying what they don't.
You're gonna whip up some of that famous pasta sauce for shorty. You be like, your mom's $1 million sauce.
I don't need out.
You're gonna give a $10 pasta.
Need out. That's why I look the way I look at my age. That's yo, you bugging.
Nah, I'm that's just why saying, I'm it's not about you, bro. Yeah.
That's why I look the way I look because I don't. And then he cooks.
Nigga, a millionaire doesn't cook, bro.
What are you talking about? I could tell you many Emeril Lagasse. Chef Ramsay.
That's his profession.
It doesn't matter. He's a millionaire.
Bro, when you reach a certain status, bro, you don't cook, you don't clean, you don't do none of that.
Martha Stewart.
Nah. You're thinking about white rich people who hoard their money.
That's all of them.
No, those IG women, they're not looking for those niggas.
Yo, but how did this...
I don't know, but it's going somewhere. So
it's going somewhere.
He's just over there quiet. I don't know, bro.
No, I'm trying to figure out what was the point.
So this specific scenario involves an IG thought. What's the scenario?
That's like the best way that you could give an example of women. I don't even know
how women nowadays. So how do I fool people? Look. So I'm fooling a woman is different, though. There's levels.
Because why are you gonna fool a man? You're always gonna try to fool a woman. No, niggas don't fool each other.
Are you kidding me? Of course they do. Oh,
that's like ignorant hood shit. Like who goes around trying to, like, cause that's some shit niggas will they will call each other out on. Like nigga, show me what you got, nigga. You see how niggas be stacking their dough and shit. These niggas is ignorant, walking around with like $3 million in the bag.
Chick from IG and you want us to help what are we talking about? Jigs is trying to date the chick from IG.
I don't know. All I was saying was it costs a lot of money to pretend like you're a millionaire.
I don't think it does.
Put up a specific amount.
He said like 10 stacks.
He said 10 stacks is too much. So I'm trying to ask this silly fucking...
Yo, I could spend 10... You ready? I could spend 10 stacks.
I give it to you.
With a millionaire mentality in 5 or 6 minutes, bro.
I could fool you with a $20 an hour job, 9 to 5.
And pretend like you're a millionaire?
It's science. And you can pretend like you're a millionaire? You're that good.
Where you live at, that you pretend like you're a millionaire?
I get around. I'm around.
Yo, these girls must be some real bimbos, bro.
You giving them too much. You giving them way too much credit, bro.
No, is that not every girl. 90% of women are materialistic.
All right, so I'm specifically talking about women. You're not talking about
restream, right?
No,
funny.
Yo, they all now. This is episode 71. Materialistic.
Are we gonna call this one Spice?
They're all. No pun intended. But yo, they're all materialistic.
That was Spice. The cable channel 70.
Damn, bro. Catch up, bro.
Damn, sorry. Nobody gets that reference either. Our audience is probably way too young to catch that one.
I didn't get that one.
I did.
All right, so book ahead. R.I.P. Kevin Samuels.
R.I.P. Spice.
And what you said the other day, R.I.P. Bad Bitches.
R.I.P. Bad Bitches.
What you got to say about this, Goose? What you got to say?
R.I.P. Bad Bitches. Where was I going? I don't know where we were going, the conversation? Bro. It was...
I have no clue.
Somebody died.
How about those shortages on formula?
Are they shortages?
Is it controlled chaos?
They just hoarding shit.
You heard it's illegal. You heard it's illegal to buy formula from across the seas.
Is it ironic that they closed down one of the biggest plants that produce baby formula, and that Bill Gates got his fingers in another little?
You saw that, right? Yeah, he got his fingers in what, breast milk? Because it's going to be good for the environment.
He has like where'd you get?
Where's this information?
Billy.
It's like the synthetic meat.
Your boy Billy B back at it.
It's like the synthetic meat. It's not a conspiracy.
I think it's better for the environment.
It's lab-produced breast milk.
It's
going to be 100% healthy, like with none of the shit that the other shit got.
Yeah. Never mind what nature got. We got some shit.
And it's just in time because all the other shit is going bad.
Yo.
So.
But you guys do know you should not be drinking this fucking milk anyway. We the only mammals that drink another animal's milk.
No, but to be honest with you,
no other mammal does that.
When you look into the science, there's a lot of women.
You come to Dr. Jigs
who actually can't breastfeed.
For what?
And
you get sued.
You heard?
I hope you sue me. That'll be the funniest thing to fucking Yo, document.
There's
for
a lot of
cheese.
Women who end up not being you able to naturally breastfeed,
huh?
And actually depend on breast milk
formula and shit.
And back in the days, they used to actually hire some women, and they were called wet nurses, and they would come and breastfeed your kids. Believe it or not, ain't that some crazy shit?
Oh, I don't like that.
No,
name.
I mean think. I mean. Put it like this: would you
like, hey, they got milk,
real milk, or would you want milk that's fake?
I was just gonna say that people don't need. That's what I was leading into
about just
not
drinking water from the river.
Well, but listen to, but you need the nutrients from the milk.
So you can drink milk. You could you could drink milk from any nut.
History?
From any nut, you can drink. You can get milk.
You know what they
delicious.
Used throughout history? Goat milk.
It's not. You shouldn't be drinking that shit.
They were drinking it straight up, and they would. Throughout history, thriving.
About Cambodian
breast milk. I'm sure that's from some European shit.
I mean, we all come from European shit.
Not all of us.
Anyone who's in the islands, anyone who's in
we
America.
Go.
We all got some European shit in us.
Take it easy,
but,
guys. This is a spicy topic.
From what I heard from an old recipe, people used
Nigga,
to
I ain't
actually
European.
Make their own breast milk with yeah. evaporated milk and a little bit of simple sugar and some water.
Evaporated milk. Who does that?
It's like an old school recipe before, like they had like real breast, like what is it? What is it called?
Breast milk
formula.
Oh,
before they had
formula?
Like formula, like legit so over the counter that yeah, people man. Used to make it at home like that.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Yeah, any nut that you want, you could make milk. Any nut, Brazil nuts, walnuts. Cashews.
Yeah, but you're missing all the nutrients though that you would get from the breast. That's the only issue.
What you mean throughout life?
No, there's a lot.
Just spit on me?
I did.
I don't know. I think felt like
there's a lot of shit that you're missing out on from the. Nah, there definitely is. I don't know the science of it exactly, but
of what the
crazy
the,
shit happening
of
all over
missing
the world.
Out of the actual. Nutrients from the breast, from the, whatever the mom gives you.
Do you mean throughout life, or you mean as a child?
I mean, as opposed to just using like a nut milk, or any just regular milk. The nutrients that come from a cow, actually, believe it or not, does help the growth of a human.
Like there's the other the things that help the growth of a
well,
human. So
a
you don't need that milk.
A
that
nut milk
has
doesn't. It has shit that helps, but when you're developing and growing, you need something else.
And that milk from the cow also has the cow's blood and pus in it.
And that shit that's good for you.
No, it's not.
When you're growing
no,
up, there's
not.
A lot of shit that you're not supposed to have that's good for you.
None of that shit is good. Niggas don't need
no,
any
no,
milk.
I'm not
you
talking,
don't,
I'm not
you don't
talking
even
about
need
like,
milk.
But it's actually been shown like it can be a lot better for you. Then it would be anything.
No,
I think
they're liars. Listen,
because that goat milk shit has been already been proven. Type shit like, I don't know, bro. They would put it like this: there wasn't always formula.
What you think?
There wasn't always people breastfeeding.
You think broccoli's good for you?
It does have a lot of good benefits for you, even though it's not organic.
He's going.
But none of that shit is good.
But no, there's actually been science proof of the benefits of it, but it's not organic.
The same science that tells you that
no,
you should
no,
be
no.
wearing a mask?
No,
which
not that
science? I need
not
to know,
science.
Though, because
the science that tells
you got
to
be specific.
The science that tells you the more you eat, the more weight you gain if you're not burning it off.
No,
that's science.
See, but this is my problem. I don't believe none of that shit. It
but
doesn't
that's,
just
that's,
stop at
but
at,
that's
at
a,
Fifi.
What's the word
like,
you would have for that, then, to explain what? That? Someone who that has that, what I just stated, the process of that. Being able to look into why this occurs. Is that not science? What is that? Is that research? What is that?
Yeah, it's a certain type of science, but what yeah. you, but what is he looking at? Like, there's a lot of
he's
things that could contribute to the person growing
this?
In a certain way or
but,
the person's bone density
how about
being greater
know, but
or
we're talking about weight.
Wait, all right, so that
but
I'm
but,
just talking about anything.
But yeah, but remember the studies aren't just one person.
Let me interject.
So majority of people don't have those defects.
Broccoli and cheese together? It's fucking banging.
Of course.
Terrible.
That's all
I got.
I love
cow milk and fucking a made up vegetable.
That's all I got, chopped
whether
cheese.
It's stir fried, I love the chard. I love it with cheese on it. I love it in baked potatoes. I love fungal. I love, you know, all that shit, bro.
Yeah, he asked who we should like ask for a feature on the show. Did you hear my response?
No.
I don't even want you to say that because that was some bullshit.
That was funny.
Who the fuck cares? I mean, let me not even say
it
that.
It was the first thing that came
a lot of people do probably care about him, but not me.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Why?
Exactly.
Why not?
You know him?
He's fucking TV's no. first son, black son.
Right? You got a hookup with this guy?
Nah.
No. So if you're gonna
Swig's ass,
if you're gonna look, wish, if you on. Know who I said I was talking to, who? And I've been harassing Mike Tyson on IG.
That's good too.
Yeah, nigga, that's like fucking astronomical compared to.
You know,
to
he
this.
Had a conversation the other day.
This nigga said Malcolm Jamal Warner.
He had a conversation like, the other day
bam, 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 bam.
Dropping M bombs, Tyson, and yeah. Who
you know he won his King. Case,
right?
If I'm not mistaken, he won his case.
Who?
Tyson.
What case?
The plane case.
Oh, he already went through a case and all that? Oh,
I think it was settled, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah?
I could be wrong. You don't come here for the facts. But if I'm not mistaken.
He gave the guy a couple of lumps.
Yeah, like 10 lumps, 10 being stack lumps. Douchebag. Just like, yo, here, shut up and go away.
Yo, did you hear? I don't even know if we talked about it, but did you hear that they beat the shit out of that dude that rushed Chappelle?
Yeah,
oh my God. Bro, you didn't see his face? This?
He didn't even get charged with anything, bro. He got let out like 2 days later. You don't
come
in
for the facts. I think the beating was enough.
He got like a misdemeanor.
The beating was enough.
You heard this? Nigga, that's a felony.
Bye, you heard the celebrities that beat the shit out of him.
But then can't. Oh, whoa. I didn't know that.
He had a fake. First of all, he had a fake gun.
Wait, a knife.
Had a knife in it.
Wait, was it a 3D printed gun?
Huh?
It was a 3D printer gun?
Nah.
Okay, just
it was
make
a
sure.
fake gun.
It looked
with
like
a
fake Glock or some shit like that, and it had a cuchillo inside of it.
But the reason I don't think he was charged is because of the celebrities that beat the shit out of those guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Who are the celebrities? They're gonna have, you still
what are you saying? Because they're going to have to charge them?
Yes, of course. And that's they broke
I'm
limbs,
surprised
bro.
Chappelle got
depending on how
like
bad
that.
They fucked him up. I don't know the severity of his injuries.
I think only if the person that attacked him gets a good lawyer.
Who was the people who
they
beat
were,
him up?
They were.
You trying to give it, who was it?
I think it was like Busta Rhymes, Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, they were there.
Dave Chappelle.
You ain't see him?
No, I saw him, but I couldn't tell who was beating the kid up.
Who?
The only camera shot is like a 500 yards away.
I'm pretty sure that...
You don't come in for the facts. I hope I'm right with those names.
The beating was not on camera, and I'm pretty sure they all got shots.
If I'm not, forgive me.
Yeah, I know. I just saw a bunch of dudes fuck him up. I don't know who was there. I couldn't tell who that was.
He got
fucked up.
They beat the shit out of him. I just was watching something on TV. Yeah, that's
fuck
crazy.
Yo, I don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely. I'm
so
not saying.
You think this is some, these are
keep
all
your
random?
Ass home.
The ass whipping was justified, fellas. I'm not
yo,
saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think these are all random, unrelated incidents.
It's all crazy, though.
No.
These are all like, what's this?
It's all coincidental to the same shit. Free speech is under attack, man.
Manchurian
it's like
candidate
psychological
shit,
warfare
so you think
type
these are
shit.
These random
or they just random acts. Coincidences.
My nigga, this
I
shit.
I think TV and media has got people so riled up that overly emotional people do. Overly emotional shit and do stupid shit.
This shit is damn, Reggie Jackson in The Naked Gun. That's it.
OJ?
That's it. Reggie Jackson in The Naked... You didn't get that one?
No, I didn't. I didn't either.
You didn't see Naked Gun, the first one?
Spy, you,
when
on,
he lifted
bro,
up the bass and picked up the gun, you don't remember? He was a robot. No? Oh, man, that was
I
a good
damn,
one, too.
Bro, see, now everybody go back
minute,
and watch
Reggie
back
Jackson,
watch
Naked Gun.
I'm watching Naked Gun tonight,
it was some MK Ultra shit. Like, he flipped a button and then he just... He walked
those
to their base,
classes.
Picked up the
frequency,
base.
They got frequency guns.
That's
they're
what
doing
they're doing
all
to
weird
these
shit.
People, bro.
Yeah, man.
You look up heart attack gun on YouTube.
That's some shit for
that's,
me.
That's
yeah,
an interesting
that's
look.
Seven,
I could say
I mean,
that.
I real,
I'm not suicidal, but.
This is more MK Ultra shit then, right?
Oh, it is. It could be. I'm not saying that.
Or
it
it's
I'm
just
saying
a loser
it
at the end of a mental breakdown.
But wait. Now you know
they
why you can't say that.
Chappelle
you know,
for a
you
minute.
Know. Nah. You know why you can't say some loser shit.
But
because it started with Will Smith.
Or does it just by
right?
chance? Or
it started with a celebrity.
It did. Well, we can't say that it started there, but that was the publicized
that's the,
one.
That's what I'm saying.
That
that's
was
what I'm saying.
Publicized.
Yeah, that's
the that's
first
like
one.
The...
So how did he get to this point so fast,
bruh? I'm surprised Chappelle got tackled like that.
Yo, bro, I'm surprised.
Should have hit him
I'm
with the hip toss, Bobby.
I'm surprised he made it out at all, bro.
Yeah, the dude, right?
Yeah,
he had a fake gun. Bro, they could have stomped his life out.
Yeah, they could have.
I'm sure somebody realized, oh, he didn't even have, oh, that's a fake gun. But still, bro.
I would have been like, this
that's why I'm saying I'm surprised Chappelle didn't, like, what's do next? That shit in front of the stage. Like,
what's next? Niggas going to bring
burn. Like,
that's some shit.
Rich, bro. Come on. He's smart.
No, but
too.
What I'm
he's
saying is somebody just tried to attack.
Yeah, but I understand that. But the best thing, he was smart enough to take him behind a wall. Like, they.
You know
that
what
was,
it is?
That was smart.
I bet you I know what it is.
To think was
these
great.
Niggas
was
are
wonderful.
All waiting like, oh, niggas ain't going to try that on me. You know, they seen it happen, and they're telling themselves in their head like, oh, I wish a nigga would. You know what I mean? And when it happens, it's like.
I'll be the crazy cat lady, bro. I think he knows about it. I think it was all.
You think Chappelle
he was
this
in
was
on it?
You went on all this shit, man.
I don't know. I'm
Chappelle,
just,
you
want to
come on the show and have a talk?
Like, how many things have to happen?
We'll about ratings a little
Dave,
bit.
Bro, come on.
So win-win.
Come on.
How many things have to happen in a row for it to be not to be coincidence? How many things have to happen that it's not coincidence?
It's exactly a question that everyone.
You're asking the wrong person. Because you don't come here for the facts.
You might sometimes. There's
no such thing as coincidence.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Listen. Nah, there's a lot of weird shit happening, bro.
And
that's something.
Do we think that this is the end of that? That's another question. We think this is the end of the shit happening?
Who's the next publicized Hollywood attack?
Gotta be whoever's having a special next. That's big.
Who's big? No more. That was Paul's whole shit.
Well, you'll know that when it happens that that person's coming out with a special. You'll know. You'll know.
We gotta
is
ask
Elon
him.
Musk a comedian now?
He could be if he wants to.
He'd be roasting on Twitter.
Yeah, that's all.
Yo, do you you really believe he's the richest man in the world?
I mean, I believe it because I'm being told and no one else is saying that he's not.
Oh, well, I
don't believe
it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think
there's a lot of money.
Obviously,
out there
the
that's
richest
not
person in the world
is, I think there's
doesn't
names,
have a face.
I think there's names on that list
on
that's
TV.
Richer than
we don't know who's
yeah,
the,
of course,
yeah, we don't
course.
Know who's
I think
the
there's
rich
names
rich
on that ri- yeah, yeah. list that's richer than him, and I think that there's
you
people
know why
that's richer
you,
than all of them.
You know why I think you're right? Well, you are right, because I do believe that there's trillionaires out there.
I would not even endanger. Why would I endanger my family?
Oh, we don't even know about.
I would never endanger my family. Don't put me on that list.
Where does that drug money go to?
Put me on that list. You vanish.
You seen the amount of money that they talk about? How much drugs comes in like a month? Like, get out of here. There's no way that $300 billion is like the top right now.
And that's only the amount that they know of, because you know that they got to make their money because
it'd be hundreds
and not pay
hundreds of
government like.
Chop cheese, hundreds of millions of dollars.
You don't come here for the facts. I'm not suicidal.
And of what we know in our country for drugs.
I love my life.
Think about that. And the war on drugs has been going on since when? The 80s?
Years.
So let's just estimate, like, there are trillionaires out there that we just don't know who they are. Those are the motherfuckers that. Excuse my language. We got to learn how to stop cursing. Especially
pretty,
you guys, because I'd be good.
What?
They're pretty good. This
you dropped the
I
most
N-bombs
of any white person I ever met.
Think about how many people in Dubai just be fronting with that money, bro.
Dubai, I had this. Yo, I had funny shit. Somebody, we were talking about vacationing the other day. I was like, yo, why the fuck would you want to go to Dubai?
What?
Everybody's going to Dubai because it just looks mad fancy. You going on vacation to go to sand? Like just sand
yo,
dunes?
You know you can't live in Dubai, right?
You can't drink. There's,
you can't
there's
even
probably
live in Dubai.
No clubs to go to. Everything closes at night early.
I actually know two girls that were flown out there.
To get rammed by some sheik dudes.
They'll tell you they did it. They'll tell you they kept.
Liars.
They did anything. They did strange things for that change.
Spoons in the
yo,
butt,
that's
all
a,
that.
That's another very well-known destination that these girls that I was talking about earlier,
bruh,
they go take
to
pictures.
Get,
and they probably do get rammed.
Yeah.
No. They tell
probably.
Them,
it,
I no, mean, 100%.
Bro, I mean, if you want to go ahead and say that.
15 Saudi princes.
I don't want to go
in a
Dubai,
line.
Bro. I don't want to fuck.
I don't care about Dubai.
Tell me, say, call me whatever you want.
I'm fine with Puerto Rico. Bro.
I'm good. Yeah, I go to Puerto Rico.
You know what I mean?
And
even
get rammed
call
there?
Me gringo when I go
no,
there.
Who,
I'm still,
me? What? No.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
I don't
vacation.
Know. I don't know.
I'm whoa. Just saying, everybody's like, yo, Dubai, Dubai. I'm like, for what? They mad religiously.
Would you go to Dubai to see a UFC fight?
Damn.
Ah, you
call
see,
me
got
in
him.
The act. Call
got
me
him.
I take it all back.
Got him. You
I
would, right? Especially if Dana.
Can I leave right after?
What if Dana's White's like, I got a party?
Is it in a private hotel?
You got to ask these questions?
Yeah.
Dana White said, I got a party.
Bro, I just told you I don't want to go over there, but I will go over there for UFC, and then
and
right after, I'm coming home.
You know, Dana White is an extension of the UFC.
I don't really want to hang out with him. I want to see fights, and then I'm going home. I don't want to hang out with nobody.
Oh, he just want. He don't want the party life.
He said fights.
Yeah. I said if, to watch a UFC fight.
Yeah.
And then Dana White should have been like the, what is it, the icing on the cake, bro. Mm,
I'll be like, yo, Dana, can I get a picture? Put a chopped cheese stick on his back.
Now you got to
invite. And then that's the advertisement for the rest of the night.
Then we invite him.
It's the advertisement.
On the podcast.
To interview?
Yeah.
I don't know,
bro. We'll get at least guaranteed flat million. Yeah. A whole cohort.
And then you know what's funny? When they call me, I'll be thinking of the story Jake's told me. I'm like, I ain't fucking flying to Dubai. These niggas is trying to rape me.
Thank you.
I said we lost out.
I'm good.
Well, we don't got to go to Dubai if you want to send us another state.
I don't know.
What's the next state?
Dubai, Florida? Can we go there?
No, what's the next state that there's a UFC fight at?
Huh?
Is Vegas or Florida?
Fly out of Vegas or Florida. We'll shout out to
Ron DeSantis.
Who's the next big fight?
There's a decent fight tonight. There's a good heavyweight fight tonight.
Oh, tonight. Now it's too late to fly south tonight,
though. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the white dude.
It's too late to fly south, though.
Blachowicz. He's fighting Rochick. Rochick.
He's taller than him. I didn't even know the dude was taller than him.
Is that his name, Rochick?
Rob. Yeah, something with an R.
Yeah.
That nigga's nasty, bro.
You don't come in for the
fight. I would go to Dubai.
Filthy, bro.
You would go to Dubai?
I think basketball games next year are going to Dubai. They're going to be a couple of games in there for the NBA.
Whatever.
Well, you know sports is trying to reach out.
Huh?
Sports been trying to reach out.
I don't think it's sports. I think they need that money. Basketball's in the shitter.
Well, remember, the football's the one that started it. They were playing games in Europe. You remember that? Like for the last four or five years, they've been
baseball did it too a couple times. They went to Europe.
They did? I remember they went to Asia, right? Asia?
Yeah, but they also went.
They went to Europe?
Listen to these funny places, right? They went to. That they were going to. No, they went to China.
You don't come in for the
They went to China.
Ooh.
I think they went to
China. I know they went to Asia. Now? Maybe
it was China.
I would say Japan before China because Japan is more of a baseball
country. It could have been Japan.
Country. I mean,
am I racist now?
No, you drink water.
Oh.
Don't trip.
How much water you have today?
The Indians are Asian too. So.
Mm. Oh, how much water did you have today?
The Indians, I think you're a little lightheaded.
Not much. I woke up early. I left my gallon.
Okay.
I'm going to drink water for you so you can be less
racist. If you ask a New Yorker, sports are popping again. Man. Not every New Yorker, but if you ask a New Yorker.
That's the shit you're into.
No. Yeah, exactly. I guess if that's. But even not even just that. Like, you know how you get the vibe? Of the city and shit, even when niggas don't
watch. Sports is back?
Yeah, like when people don't watch sports, it's just the vibe is out because they win and everybody's like, yeah, they want to talk about him being it. That's the vibe that's going on.
You know why I don't feel that way? I'll go past the game and I'll put it on right for like 5 minutes and I'm not intrigued anymore. Mm. Like I'm not drawn to it. I can't get stuck and glued. I haven't seen a game yet.
You know what aspect of it? I'm done with it.
I think that is only a process that you go through when you're a kid and you're like more invested. Like even now, like I'm not glued to it. It's more of in the background.
Now you love it though.
Yeah, I watch it. It's in the background. Okay, I'm always doing shit.
No, but you love it though.
Yeah, I love it because it's something to watch.
You love it though.
What I love
baseball.
What I love.
It's fun when maybe something that you used to love is there and you can see.
Jigs loves reggae.
Uh-huh. I understand it from a different aspect now. That's the weird thing. I understand.
Now, I just feel so after everything we've been through.
No, I understand it from a weird aspect years, because now the years, money of the it. World? When you're young, you don't understand the money of it.
I dig it. They get paid too much.
You don't even know that. You know that they get paid because they're superstars.
Now that I'm a grown-ass man, I realize.
Now when you see the figures and everything, like this guy, A-Rod, he was the first one that I ever heard like making like a crazy amount of money in a contract, right? Remember even Jay-Z? Shut your bum, but I got A-Rod numbers.
Yeah.
He was the first athlete to really get like numbers. But now if you look around, there's athletes making crazy money all around.
Yeah, but that money stopped meaning shit like after that. Like money.
Yeah, but it's getting even more ridiculous because now you know how much Aaron Judge is asking for?
How much?
$300 million plus.
For how long?
He's 31. Put it like that.
Nigga said for one season.
He got like maybe like what another good 4 or 5 years. He's a baseball player.
Yeah, how bad did it suck to be on a contract year during COVID?
I mean, it depends for who. The ownership bad for the players. No. They still got paid.
No, they didn't. You remember how small those contracts were?
What, for like re-signing?
Yes, or for signing for clubs.
Oh, I think you meant like guaranteed contracts and shit.
No. I'm talking about like it was like a.
Well,
like nobody was going to the games. They didn't want to. Nobody was going.
Well, look, all New York teams right now, you know what I mean? They're not all great, but the ones that are active right now are doing their shit. Rangers just won last night.
I just fell out of step with sports, bro. I won't lie.
Of course.
I'm that dude. I think I'm the dude now that when I met when I was younger and I met a couple people throughout my life, they'd be like, yeah, I don't watch sports.
I think a lot of
and people I used to be like, yo, that's so weird. Now I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum, and I'm like,
feel that way.
That shit is just is there. Like I don't give it the same. Passion. I mean, playing it will be something different.
I was gonna mention that too because I like
the TV aspect of it.
Yeah,
I like playing sports.
It don't hit
right?
the same for me after.
But the last season, the world I played for a softball team, right? I'm talking about this is the first game. Literally, I swung a bat like I usually do, and I felt my shoulder. Leave my body
dislocated.
Like it left. It was at the pitcher's
mound. It went to bar 13 and came back.
It stood there. I had to go retrieve it the next day and go look for it when I went. I can't swing from this side anymore. And it's done. And I'm just to a point where, I'm too old for injuries like that. Shit like that can't happen and leave me out without working out for a month.
You can't take a swing. That cannot happen anymore. You can't take a pressure swing.
It can't.
You got to take fun swings. That's what that is.
And then you're right. It could be that. It could be that. It was the first game I played.
He's
right though.
There's a difference between
a better term.
Yeah.
You got to take safe swing.
You got to take safe swing.
Yo, sports under pressure is totally different than just leisurely playing.
I felt my arm go.
Remember how Jave said when he's on stage and he knows somebody's recording him, he can't record? It's like that, bro.
Yeah, but you gotta change. What happens when you have to know that you're being recorded? Like,
I mean, I'm just saying.
You got right.
When under pressure, some people just can't handle the pressure.
I noticed that if softball in particular, if I'm playing a position and I don't get a ball hit to me too long,
you're gonna fall asleep.
My ADD will kick in and I will start thinking about coyotes or something completely irrational or something that has nothing to do with softball. I will be on. It is dangerous. I will be. Nigga, there's no.
You should take some vitamins.
Ain't no vitamins gonna help this ADD. I tell you, bro, this is deep. Like, you will be talking
but
to
you
me,
know what's funny?
And it will not be interesting, and I will just go.
ADD might be a superpower, bro.
And fucking
in this day and age when it's so easy to
float away.
Brainwash people, Salty always says it. Shout out to Salty. He always makes it a joke.
What?
The ADD is his superpower.
Yeah.
Shout out to Salty Cracker.
If I was diagnosed, I could have got a check or some shit every month, but this is ridiculous. No, I can't focus.
I could diagnose.
Nah, you don't want a check, bro. You don't want no disability, bro.
I could diagnose you, bro.
You don't want no disability on your chart, bro.
I have a disability on my mind, bro. On my mind.
How you said it last time? You be talking to somebody and you be like, you wish you could tell them where you're going, but you can't. You like, see you later. As you fade away. You say you feel like a balloon.
Like a balloon. Drifting with
that. Somebody help me. Come get me. I don't mean to be going this direction.
That's a meme?
No, that's how he felt.
Talking about earlier. From his ADD. I just don't. It's just sometimes you talk and it's not that you're not interesting. It's just that I just can't focus for too long, I guess. It could be this. And I don't watch. I don't care.
That shit is crazy.
Goldfish mind.
Yo, and if you don't know me.
That is a funny ass image, though. I saw a balloon with your face floating away. And me just sitting there like, yo, but why he can't tell me where he's going?
Nah, you don't know he's gone, bro. That's the thing. You still talking. Yeah, because I got there and they said that they didn't know. And you stood there.
He's gone, pa. He's a balloon.
That shit is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing, pa. It's very embarrassing.
No, because you know what's happening to yourself.
I do. I catch myself. And then you know the look on somebody's face when they realize that you're not listening to them is
that from
unbecoming.
Is that from the water? Is that from the water?
What's that? Is it venom? It could be. I don't know, bro.
Because I don't think everybody always had this. I think these are new world, like, recent generation problems.
No, we were the first generation.
You turned into Frog's Gape, huh?
No, we were definitely the first generation.
Niggas
with ADD.
People were too distracted doing shit and having, outside lives to have to focus on the shit we focus on.
You don't remember people in our class? We were ADD. Like, those were our initials. That was our class initials. My nigga. We would be in class and it would be quiet. And
I was
somebody,
not in his. I was
somebody,
not in his class, Chopchi.
Yo, somebody in the back of the classroom would just be like, "Who's it?"
Like,
and niggas would just
make random noise in school, bro. When we should have been paying attention.
What do you call that? Retardation.
Retarded.
Distraction, what's
my,
bro.
What's my favorite voice clip? I'm kind of retarded. With the Alex Jones shit?
That's the best.
I'm kind of retarded.
The best sound by ever.
The funniest one was your boy Ricky. Remember that?
Yeah, nah, Dick.
Yo, your man. Yo.
He would use the word Dick at the end of every sentence. He's probably a chopped cheese. Yo, shout out to Ricky.
Shout out to you, Bob.
He's watching.
Remember he used to draw the gang signs and shit?
Yo, man. Funny.
Talented dude, bro. Shout out to you, Bob.
He took that somewhere.
Word.
Yes. Straight to the penitentiary.
Shout out to you, my guy.
He's drawing not tattoos Dick. On the game.
Oh, it's like pictures of gang signs in the museum. Like,
Ricky, can you stop talking? Not Dick.
Why, bro?
Not Dick.
Why?
Anyway, the moral of the story is we should have been paying attention in school.
ADD is the moral of the story. ADD. And then, like, the people that just missed ADD.
Now they,
like,
added an H into it.
They got the Captain America ADD.
Yeah, they got it makes them strong.
They got the shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy out here.
They shaking shit.
There's mad man-made diseases out here, Bob.
And then ADHD and corn syrup.
That's it. That's
brilliant, bro. All you got is fucking people bouncing through the wall. Like, they took, what
we don't
was
need
it?
That.
Gummy berry juice. Remember the gummy berries? And niggas are like, this through the fucking classroom.
Chill. That was my cartoon.
Too much energy.
Me and this fucking idiot used to go. We had this real cool teacher, bro.
No names.
We had this
no
real
names.
Cool teacher.
What subject? Can you tell me how tall they were?
What subject, bro? You can't tell me this name.
It was subject
English.
And sex.
It was English?
It was a guy.
Okay. I don't know if you had him. We had him, though. And he would just, he would write, like, the homework on the board, and me and E would make sure he was halfway done, and then each go to the bathroom separately and build up the biggest wad of toilet paper and wet it, right? And then the shit is, the bathroom was all the way on the other side of the fucking school. So we had to pass through the office. We had to get it back. We left a trail of water. Anyway.
I'm calling this principal right now.
I would go do the same thing. And when he got to, like, the last letter on the bottom of the board, we would get up and throw the shit at the top of the fucking blackboard so that all the water ran down and erased all of the homework.
The anger in that man. Yo, if he was,
thank God you a better person,
bro. If he was an abusive husband, he used to go home and beat the shit out of his wife because of us, bro. That, like, anger, bro.
Y'all should reach out and apologize.
I swear, he doesn't know it was us. Yeah. Us, I would. Yeah. He would, yo. Do you remember the look on his face when he would turn around? He would do one of these.
You gotta pretend like you ain't do it.
Yo, and we would be the only ones not laughing. And everybody else would be crying in the fucking classroom. And we would be.
So you guys are
delinquent. So wait, is that ADD or is
that's
that just.
ADD and you were delinquent.
ADD. That's ADD.
And
when you have a kid, I hope he does it to his or her teacher.
I don't think that's ADD.
Who?
That's ADD.
I think that's ADD. You lost me.
I think that's a form of ADD and peer pressure mixed into one. Trying to feel cool around everybody
and
make everybody laugh.
Attack with a deadly weapon. You threw a fucking.
Isn't that the same thing?
By today's standards, that's assault.
Is that self-defecation? The same shit as you said about the comedy in a way?
What?
Us doing that to make everybody laugh?
No, we did it to the teacher. We weren't self-deprecating because we would make.
No, you just it was somebody else's feelings. No, we're trying to hurt somebody else's feelings.
Is that worse?
No, we didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Is that worse?
We just wanted to laugh.
You sure it's equal? I feel like
it's worse. Someone else's expense, which makes you an asshole.
At the time.
Yeah, 100%.
At the time.
That's literally one of the lyrics in the song that Dennis Leary did, I'm an Asshole.
Oh, yeah?
That's
yeah.
literally one of the lyrics in the song. I like having fun at other people's expense. Mm. Some shit like that. Like one, I'm off by a couple, like one word or some shit.
But
you don't come in for the facts.
But look, but we
sacrificed. Hold on.
But you're not even hearing me out.
All right, good. I just listened to your whole story.
Me and Swigs sacrificed one.
I knew you in high school.
Me and Swigs sacrificed one, right? To satisfy many.
Like Thanos
now?
This guy here.
This nigga threw Thanos nigga with the Infinity Gauntlet.
You hear me?
Yo, bro.
Everybody laughed. It killed. Everybody laughed, right? Everybody.
And you know what you cry, did? You know what you did?
Did we need
that? You literally killed that man's soul a little bit more every day.
A couple of the girls smell like pee for the rest of the day because they peed a little bit in their panties.
That was gross.
I don't know, bro. I don't think
and
we...
And it was
Swiggles
okay.
Swiggles is going through a life crisis right now. Look at his face, Josh.
No, I'm thinking to my head, like
he was
I feel
involved.
Bad,
what did I do?
He was involved. Bad. Hold on. You were involved.
No, I feel bad because...
And you threw it harder than I did.
None of this was supposed to get out there. I don't know. Jigs is a snitch.
I came here to talk about politics.
He should have...
How did this happen?
I don't know, bro.
Damn, Bob.
What happened? Yeah.
Listen, all I know is, look, it costs a lot more money than you think to fool an IG girl. All right? I know that.
This is the rundown?
You want it to be?
No, I thought you was going there.
I'm just saying. So, I don't know. Chop cheese. Like and subscribe. You know what I mean? We greatly appreciate
it. That's
These, you might see a lot of different techniques when it comes to the editing because we're going to have to bleep a lot of stuff. Just so that we can make that, you know, that little $5 a month, because that's going to start paying for our roll up, you know, and all this shit. We appreciate that.
Or for our engineer who called out after only a couple episodes.
Now he had to go.
We're coming for you, Memphis.
Yeah, a lot of bleeps, a lot of this and that.
Less N bombs.
Yeah, less cursing.
Fuck that shit.
Beep, beep, beep.
Not aggressively, but we're going to try our hardest. To speak our minds with.
Nah, dead ass.
You know, we could still use it here
and there. Grown-up words.
We can bleep it out, but it can't just be like the whole fucking video is just mad bleeps, bro. That shit is just
not gonna work.
Yeah, that shit is. No one wants to watch that.
Yeah.
That's mad annoying.
You just gotta.
But no, we do
get it together.
I'm surprised because even looking at the videos already that we were able to fully monetize. I'm watching them and I'm not really seeing what we did different in the other ones.
The other views, right?
Yeah, like,
I just think that I didn't catch on yet.
Yeah,
that's it.
Come on, like, YouTube. Come on, guys.
And there's no ways of really like fighting that from what I can see. I could into it. I mean, you know what? They're in the past, but that's why I said, like, looking forward, maybe we could just be a little bit more conscious of our words and try to switch them up so they're not so vulgar.
Vulgar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You
know? How about the other teacher?
What other teacher?
So we used to do the same trick with the paper wads.
Yeah, but I think we should leave school alone, bro.
Hold on. It's the same story, bro. Look. We used to do the same thing with the paper wads, right?
It's not that type of show, pa.
Yo, and throw them on the ceiling.
Yeah,
I don't remember what class that was.
Yo, we used to throw them on the ceiling.
And
it
would
like
stay
15, for like 15 minutes.
And it will finally come down.
We would throw like 12 of them shits. We would just keep going back and forth.
Name one teacher you definitely didn't really want to fuck with. No like, names. Like Baldo.
No names.
You got to bleep this out.
That guy, my man?
No names.
The gym teacher?
He was cool. He was
Nah, you definitely didn't really want to bother him. He was, he'll get mad and, like, really get upset and, like, put you on detention quick.
You told him, oh, you told him about that? I thought you meant somebody that would put hands on you.
Nah.
You disrespectful little fuck.
Like, he was annoying. Like, he's the type that would go looking for you.
Yeah, he would. He would make sure he got you in trouble.
Like, nope, you ain't getting away. Like, damn it, hold 30 minutes.
That's all he had left, bro.
That's
all he had left.
Who and the same guy for you, or you could think of somebody different from our school?
Our principal.
Yeah.
What? Sports fault?
You could. I'm not gonna say he was easy.
He would have.
You could got a. I remember. I remember one time I snuck out because remember he used to let the older kids go to the store.
Yeah.
And I snuck out. He caught me, and he was like, "Do you want to be here next year?" I was a freshman. I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Let me not see this kid," something like that. I was like, "Yeah, bro." I felt like a piece of shit, bro.
He struck me.
I felt like a
sweetie pie. Remember, everybody was sweetie pie.
All the ladies. Right?
He was a good dude.
He's put hands on me twice.
It's good for
you.
Y'all ever snuck out to the store though?
I snuck out to the store so many times, never got caught, and it was that one time, remember, that I got caught though.
One time there was like nine of us in the office. I don't know what the fuck happened. And he comes in the office in a he was in a rant
with the red face.
That was it. He burst into the office. You, and just me. He smacked the shit out of me out of the back of my head.
Nick, in the back of the head. I throw in the face and smack you in the face.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's not that type of show.
He cared though.
Yeah, of course he cared. Yeah, he definitely.
He's a good dude.
He's
a good dude.
Me and Max just came into the. Shout out to Max.
Yeah, shout out to Max. He moves.
It was the morning. We just came in from smoking. We just smoked.
If he even watches.
He comes into the class.
He was watching.
And me and him had different classes that day. He pulls us both out the fucking class. Pulls us into a room I'd never seen in our school before. With just a desk in it. Like he was gonna fucking roll up his sleeves,
or he was gonna fuck
y'all
and
beat the shit out of us, right? So, give me your book bag. Put our book bag on this desk, and he emptied both our book bags. But we didn't have anything. We didn't know what was going on.
Damn, that's illegal. Let me stop. Yeah,
it is though. It definitely is.
That nigga training day you. He was a principal.
Nah, he did the Giuliani stopping for us.
Unlawful.
I don't know if it was because of weed or it was because of something else that we weren't involved in, but he just thought that
then
we
he
were.
Thought he got you.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, thank goodness we weren't a part of that one.
Damn, for real.
Yo, and none of us had anything on us. We smoked
and
everything.
And one of you
already.
Scumbags had a blade underneath your tongue, right? Who? Fucking scumbags.
This nigga did that?
Wow. Yeah, the Tupac blade under the tongue.
I never got down like that.
Nah. Yeah. Said,
allegedly.
I did
allegedly,
shit, but I wasn't. I was
supposedly.
Yeah, not yeah. Using
supposedly,
the words,
guys.
Right.
Supposedly.
I wasn't great. I wasn't an A student, but I wasn't the type running around making people's lives miserable. You know what I mean?
No, just those two particular instances where you threw the giant water ball tissue Hadouken.
No, he might have laughed at that when he got home. See, there's a difference between. Pestering your teachers, and then there's a difference between being a dick to all the kids in school. I mean, like, I was never that guy. Like, I never went around bullying kids or just like picking on kids or being an asshole.
Just teachers.
Like, we went through this already. It was more to make people laugh. I wasn't really thinking
about
them.
Not that type of show, bro.
I wasn't thinking
about
them in general. It was more of like,
type shit.
How can I make everybody laugh to show that?
Is this the first episode we ever had a conversation about high school?
No, plenty of conversations.
We make references. No, I think this might be
the first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we have already.
Yeah, we might have made references.
They didn't know we went to school together, Chop Cheese, right?
Nah, everybody, listen, guys.
They didn't know.
Everybody who watches any episode automatically knows just based off of...
These three fuckboys definitely know each other for a couple years.
Based off of how disrespectful we are to each other.
They don't know each other. They don't know that. They don't see that side. If they sign up for the Patreon or...
Bro, it's clear.
Yo, it's clear that this it's clear that this is an episode of just
different off camera. I'm telling you, it's weird.
You know what this is?
And there's a lot of people that be like, "Yo, if
this is the episode where we're like, hey guys, we don't know how to talk in regards to just money. Like, the money changes people, and we're gonna be making like." Guys, like $3 or $4 a month, guys, we might change. At least
$4 a month.
Cause, you know, that's what I've been told throughout the years. Money changes people, you know. And I might show up in an Uber.
I think I might help Elon buy Tesla.
You know what I mean?
I'd be by Twitter. I was thinking about it.
Our content needs to be not kid friendly, but user friendly. You know, PG-13.
This is for adults.
I think it's somebody, you know what somebody told me?
The kids need to notice.
No, we love
smoking
the kids.
Turns
we got
people
the kids.
Off. It kills views. I keep hearing that from a lot of
people.
Yeah, not just from us, but just in general from YouTube.
Who cares?
Word, that's what I said.
Is our opinion.
What if we were smoking a hookah?
Is our
or
opinion,
a cigarette?
Is our opinion more dangerous than teaching a child about sex?
Exactly.
Is it more dangerous? That's a moral question that should be asked. It depends on who you ask.
But if you're asking me, I would say our content too explicit to be put out and get paid for.
Yes.
That's the truth. It's crazy.
I think it depends on who you ask, because LeGroup mindset already tells you that we will be more damaging. Obviously.
We would be more damaging.
Yeah, definitely. But if you ask a sane person, not a liberal, they might say that. Well, they will say that. We ain't hurt nobody.
We'll ask Elon Musk.
You know what? I think if Elon Musk wasn't to...
He seems like a credible African-American.
If he doesn't just watch a snippet and he actually watches
African,
us, watches
bro.
Us...
You don't even got to say
He might fucks with us. He might fuck
He's
with us.
He's African, guys.
What if he told
Yo, that's
you...
That's not a hate grime, all the hate he's getting right now?
Goose, if Elon Musk says,
go to Dubai so I could set up your official podcast.
Jesus Christ. Here we go back to Dubai again.
You're going
to
Dubai with Elon Musk to have an OD dope-ass podcast
look,
set?
Now that we monetized. And he says,
every time you have a guest, I fly them out for you. Don't worry about
now
it.
Now that we monetized and we making millions of dollars,
yeah.
I'm going to help Elon buy Twitter. Bye. He put the deal on hold the other day, supposedly, allegedly, from what I heard, from a guy that I know. And now I'm gonna call him.
Oh, you already know people.
I got That's a guy. It.
He went to the bucket. He went to the shit with Ryan Reynolds.
I got a guy on the inside.
That's the dark side.
I don't. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy.
Yo,
don't let's not get.
I'm
not
gonna
go
ahead and say I've seen some shit about him, especially recently, some shit he was in and.
Holly weird?
Yeah, weird, bro. You seen
I
it?
I love no, that boom. I don't care. That shit moved.
No, of course. Yeah.
Movie was dope.
I mean, he strikes me as the type of individual that will host parties that are very extravagant with, you know, a very selected few people who are of a certain criteria who dabble in maybe something that we don't really like.
Allegedly, supposedly.
Would you take that?
What was I going with that? Right?
I hope I don't want to know where you were going with that.
I don't say that part. Let me say
I don't tie knots.
I'm not suicidal. Would you take that nuts. Quick and Mobile sponsorship? Send that shit, Ryan. Shout out Quick and Mobile. And Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, man. Does he
Yo, know? Maybe you can take Goose anywhere you want.
Dubai.
Go to Dubai.
Well done.
Flying me to Dubai. We're going to do it. We're going to do an interview, Bob.
Well done.
Fuck it.
He changed real quick. See, I tell you, the money changes.
I'm telling you, Bob.
You're different.
It's your favorite opinion
Goose
piece,
Goose
has
already changed.
You're different. He already
your favorite opinion
Within
piece.
A couple of minutes, right lot before you hop.
Yeah, Bob. I went to the casino last night.
Yo, fuck them niggas. Like, yo, but how much, though?
Yo, how much we talking about to Dubai? And I got to eat a tarantula? How much?
In a what?
In a pita bread.
In a pita bread?
In a pita bread.
He said what, he said a hoagie? What he said?
He said no garlic bread because it's too delicious.
With some white sauce? Can you put some white sauce on it? Some barbecue sauce?
Yeah,
you could put barbecue sauce on anything and eat it, bro. So I'm pretty sure you could throw barbecue sauce on a tarantula and it'll be yummy.
Make it banging, right?
You saute that motherfucker with some onions and
chopped cheese.
Peppers.
How much money would it take?
Right?
How much money would
get
it take?
Get that shit nice and hot, right? Yeah. And a wok?
That's not some shit I would do.
Get that. I mean, but if you had to, if there's any way, that's how it would be.
Man, we live close.
Roaches. Yeah, but I don't think I could stomach any of that.
Those are easily accessible. Where are you going to get a tarantula? Let's be.
You know what you do? You close your eyes and you tell yourself it's a date.
Huh?
Oh, it's so gross.
It's a date.
What's a date?
A cockroach. A cockroach.
You kiss cockroach. It, nigga? What
no,
you
eat
do?
It. A date, nigga.
Oh, a date. No, don't do that. I eat a lot of those.
What do you mean, bro? I didn't say that you can't eat them.
Dates are delicious.
There's a way delicious. To disguise it. Like, think about it. Like, man, just close your mouth.
All right, let's not talk about eating bugs no more. I didn't even mean to bring it up.
Hey,
this
you brought it up,
got
bro.
Me watching that fucking.
But if you had to eat them, you think about other things. That's what you do.
I would think about it. If I fried it, I'd think about a tortone.
I want tortones.
We out?
Steak and tortones? Remember that shit? When was the last time you had, like, just steak and tortones?
As that meal that we used to get
right
back
like
in
that.
The day.
I had it right before I went vegan.
The LES meal.
For real? You went
right
for
before,
that in
like
particular?
2 days, 3 days before.
You knew that you was getting that to-go vegan?
Yep.
That's a smart
And place. You went downtown and got it?
Yep.
Where
That's
you went
a smart
to?
Man.
So, Alphabet City.
But which spot, though?
The spot we went to.
Avenue, what is it? Avenue D?
You're the best spot. Avenue Goose, Avenue Goose, D. the best spot, Goose.
Right, this guy. No, I'm not trying to
the supermarket.
Sure,
one.
I got you.
Oh, I went to the supermarket one. I didn't go to the store with the loving chicken.
The supermarket.
I went to the supermarket one.
And they still got it
yeah.
for
it's
life, Bob.
Right
what
now.
You mean? You still got it?
I actually,
they still got it.
I went down there.
I'm on the go.
Oh, I went down
out,
there to
shout
go see a
out.
Bike.
What's
That's the last time I went.
Shout them out. What's the address? Is a Super 8? What is that? I don't know.
We can go. We'll go.
No, shout them out, bro.
Shout to the supermarket downtown that sells the steak and tortones. Somewhere down there on the LES.
It's probably a Super 8 right now or something like that, right?
It's a gas station.
Oh, no. What's the other one called? Damn, I forgot the
fine
name
fit,
of the
is it?
Maybe a Fine Fit. The old, those
I
are,
got something
it's with a B?
Crystal that day. I remember,
These people
yeah.
with a B, right? Bonanza or something like that?
Food Bazaar?
There you go. Probably a Food Bazaar. I
you
said Bonanza.
On 2/5, I told you that.
How is it in there? It's pricey?
I love that supermarket. Nah.
Nah?
Nah, it's a dope supermarket. The one in Brooklyn is dope.
It's not pricey?
Nah. It's not just Trader
like
Joe's.
Just like Trader Joe's. I always thought Trader Joe's was expensive until I went in there and fucking marveled at the prices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, sir, but I'm going to put it like this. We got a lot of shit that we want to do. There's a lot of stuff that we can do now. Stuff that you guys can do, so don't forget to always like and subscribe.
Yeah, this, really means this a lot. Is a freestyle episode.
Yeah, we need a lot of help from you guys still.
We elated. We're very happy.
That algorithm is a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
And they're not giving nobody voices who don't agree with them.
So with that being said, Koos is gonna do the rundown.
America. So first of all,
because he wants some Totones.
Jigs think he could fool an IG chick with $500.
He said $100 he could
I'm not going to. Let's get this clear.
I don't know.
But I'm sure it's possible for not me to do it, but anybody to fool. This Ladies, is the city of liars.
Jigs
bro.
Got an IG. He's lying.
Anybody
we'll,
that
we'll put it up in
look,
the in the
anybody
description
that leaves
box.
This city, right? They go to another state, they go to another country. Do you understand what they are? They talk their way into anything that they want. Anything
solely based off the fact that they're from the city of liars.
Yeah, but eventually
no,
you gotta
it's
prove.
It's just this is a hustler city.
Eventually you gotta prove something, bro.
You grow up knowing how to hustle and you don't even know it's ingrained in you. People from New York go, let's say they go to the Bahamas to go buy a souvenir. They never pay the price it is for the fucking souvenir. It's always a hassle. They must hate people from fucking New York
this
when they come to the table, bro.
Okay, but you still got money, though. You're spending.
Not if I don't have to. Not if I don't have to.
But you still got to pay to get there, so that was the expense, too, though.
If I go on vacation.
Because it ain't cheap to go there.
Let's say I get this Instagram model, and I meet her in a club, right? If I'm on vacation, I have my best everything, don't I?
Yeah.
I probably have the most money I should have at one time.
So when does she finally realize that you don't have millions of dollars?
The next day.
When I don't need her anymore.
The next day.
So eventually she will find
when
out.
When she's like, yo, you only ordered room service for one?
You don't think that the person that knows, you don't think that the person that's trying to fool the girl knows that?
Knows what? That she's eventually going to find out?
No, your money's going to end.
You know, it's funny. We talked about this shit for man long, right? And no one ever mentioned the Tinder swindler. He was doing that to women.
Who is that?
That's the Netflix documentary about some nigga that was doing that shit to chicks on.
I don't know the context, but I do remember the story.
He was swindling on Tinder.
Was he the one not paying?
He was getting thousands of dollars from women, thousands.
He was taking
money from them under the guise that he was a millionaire.
Yeah.
He was
because eventually he got the racketeering so crazy.
So basically,
that he was scamming all these bitches to the point that he
I got
was
10,000
money.
I'm spending money around, and I'm just like, yo, let me hold 1,000 real quick. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get it.
You go spend that with the next
Bye.
Person.
But
he just kept. He literally had like a circle.
Okay, he kept. He was doing a Bernie circle. Madoff, but with IG chicks.
With Tinder chicks.
I don't know why I said IG.
There's like a couple chicks on the documentary.
That's not illegal,
bro. I'm not gonna say it.
Why should he?
I don't think he went to jail.
I think he went to moral jail.
Why is moral jail?
Was moral jail? That's when you. That's when Dr. Fauci comes with the newspaper. And he's like,
hit you.
Stop.
Get out.
That's it.
Get out of here.
My name is Jib. That's when he hits you with that little stupid shit.
Yeah.
Wow, he was
Yeah,
so
but the Tinder swindler. That's the conversation I'm talking about. That's the Tinder swindler. He gained all those checks. He was not a millionaire. And he literally, from one thing,
so,
he got over like
100
grand.
So what was the end story, though?
Every Instagram
sounds like
trick.
Sounds like a stupid, I'm sorry to say it, a stupid shit.
But what's the end story, though?
That's every Instagram chick.
I don't know if he went to jail, but then
I would love to. We'll find out. We'll give it to you guys next week because we know you're here for the hood gossip, not only for your favorite hood opinion
I only
piece.
That shit up because y'all niggas talking
now you
about
know you love that hood gossip, bro. Don't trip, bro.
What you mean, bro? You could have said
share it, bro. Share it.
You could have said hood politics.
Nah. You got that hood gossip, bro. Yo, you know what? You know what we can end it on? There is a lot of hood gossip
that we can
talk about. I
don't use
that
word gossip, bro.
What is it?
There's some motherfuckers got locked up for racketeering, right? Y'all want to expand on that? So
I don't know, man.
Is that not gossip?
You know what I'm saying?
What songs does he have?
It's like a gossip shit, bro.
It's not gossip.
What songs does he say?
Young boy got locked up for supposedly helping allegedly the hood.
And
but it's like, what were those people? What were you thinking your partners was gonna do with that bread, bro.
And which one was it? One of you that said it last time, that racketeering shit. They don't fuck with that shit.
They don't. That shit is a real charge. That shit is
for real, for real.
Yeah.
They don't take that lightly.
It's like Kingpin shit. Like,
I watched another interview with him.
Do you plead? How does that work?
It depends. If they have too much on you, you have no choice but to plead. So how much time is that? Who knows? I think it's over a decade.
No.
It's a bid. Like, it's...
That's not that considered that three strike shit?
No. I don't know the details of the case.
No, it is life, right?
Yeah, no, it's no joke. He's probably not gonna come out to these.
And what state is it?
Unless he has a really good lawyer.
I think that's what it matters, right? The most.
No, here is
are those federal charges or state charges?
That's fed charges.
Oh yeah, so I don't even know, that's bro. That's way beyond my knowledge. I know this petty New York shit. New York shit.
Like he'll be performing in jail.
So the conversation came up like, how do you help the hood when you become successful?
That's trash.
And then if you do help the hood, are you liable for?
So are they saying it up so that no one ever goes and tries to like help?
I don't know.
Invest in their community.
I seen a couple of conspiracies about the shit. But
come on, we're not.
So no, I'm asking. No, because I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what they would.
According to what Goose is saying, it sounds like he's saying that he tried to invest money in the hood. Like he gave people in the hood.
Supposedly,
a bunch of money.
He was like giving people money to do tracks and shit and get out of the hood. But and then they were going back and doing hood shit.
They probably used it for shit that they shouldn't have used it for.
Is he liable for the facts?
So I don't know exactly what's going on.
I don't know the facts,
but. Wow. Maybe some.
Does that go along with the same shit like they try to pull with 45? Like, I didn't tell them to do it, but they did it type shit?
With the insurrections?
Yeah, you know how they try to say he.
They try to stick him with the riot that day?
Because literally, he's not directly telling an individual, go do this, go break the law. You know, they're doing it, but they need to have somebody held accountable for it.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Sure is crazy.
What were they really doing? What are they? They were dealing drugs with the money?
I don't know.
Most likely.
From what I heard from somebody else was that they were doing music and he was helping these dudes supposedly get out the hood and do music, but I guess they were doing other shit.
Bro.
And now they trying to pin everything on him.
There's a lot of niggas out there that got money that they probably are free to share now.
You see what I'm saying?
What if this guy was intimidated into giving the hood back money?
That's another thing. Like,
what if he couldn't go back
home
if he didn't take care of it?
It's crazy.
And then that's what ended up happening. And then it doesn't matter because he's the one with the money.
He's the big homie, so he had all the bread. So they was going after him from bread.
That's what they want. They close that down and it's over.
Shit is trash.
That is trash, no matter how you look at it. Shout out to Young Thug.
Yeah, man. Be safe, man.
Not a fan, but listen.
Shout out to everybody who gets fucked by the system because, listen, we all know that there's bad people that deserve to be locked up, and we know that the system purposely goes out of its way to lock up people that they want locked up.
Agreed.
So
of course.
I don't sit at park benches. I know these motherfuckers.
I don't
not
turn
at all.
You know what I mean?
Love my
but
life.
We are aware of what people will do to stop shit that they don't want to go on, you know, to continue to go on.
I had this conversation the other day with a family member, right? And I don't know how it intertwines, but you mentioned the system. And I feel like I learned that at a later half of my life, I realized that it was more than just race. So I took the idea of the white man being the boogeyman out of my head, essentially.
Now when do you feel like you did that? At what time of your life was
it?
In my mid-30s.
I finally felt like, all right, this argument is.
Do you remember when you came to that like so-called like epiphany type thing?
Damn, nigga, how old are you?
Like moment?
Yeah, no, but I remember we've been talking about conspiracies since 15, 16. You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember that moment though?
We always had that inkling. Everybody's like white supremacy, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I realized that in the latter half of my life, I started to realize that a couple years ago, like, nigga, that argument. But like you said, the system, that's some shit I could be more comfortable establishing. Like that's what's coming for people, nigga. The system.
Yeah.
The system doesn't want to give up power. And it's more than just white people. It's black people, it's Spanish, Spanish people, it's African people.
The powers that be aren't they're not focused on skin color and race. They're fully focused on that green.
We agree. They steal
land, they steal people, they
steal
do whatever.
From and this is a fact. They steal from black people and colored people.
Yeah.
And then they make it their own. Rock and roll.
Yeah, we could talk about all that shit if you want to talk about it. But then that all goes back to the same thing. They're trying to divide us on race.
Yep, they are. You know what fucked me up the most? And I'm talking about, and this is a weird one.
The poetry snaps after that.
They gave Miley Cyrus credit for twerking?
Now, you know what's the funniest shit about Miley Cyrus?
How is that not cultural appropriation?
Who would you give the credit for introducing twerking? Who would you give credit for introducing twerking?
Every girl on my block.
Do you remember? Wait.
I can't tell you.
You want to talk about appropriation?
I've been seeing that. It could be a Florida thing first, maybe, because I know that they go crazy with that shit down there, and they've been going. Florida's crazy with that shit.
Bro, Miley Cyrus started acting mad ratchet and doing rap videos, caught mad heat from it. And then did a 180 and turned the whole back on every rap and everything she had just previously said for the last.
Oh, because of the backlash?
Yeah, oh, because of the backlash. Then it was like, oh, I don't, you know.
She didn't just grow out of it?
Nah, get out of here, bro.
I don't know, I'm asking, bro.
She was just in it. She did, like you said, the twerking and all that shit. She was doing videos, Jordan's on. She was in rap songs. She was trying
to. Said Jordan.
She was fishing, Bob.
She was, bro.
She was fishing.
Nah, it's just mad.
She was trying to get fans.
It's whack.
And then as soon as you like, yo, she's wildin'. That's when she was like, up 180. I don't do that kind of music.
Yeah, I pushed it far enough. But yeah, that's how it is with the left too. They do that shit too. Shout out to the left, but nah.
Bro, you ain't see the new meme? It was taking out the Elon Musk is the devil cartridge and putting a Roe v. Wade cartridge.
I think they're having a protest right now downtown by my crib. Because I saw some signs that really.
No, you say you don't want to talk about abortion. This curse.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no more updates on abortion.
You just said Roe.
Yeah, but no, I was saying a meme. Because it was going along
with
you said.
We were referring to Miley Cyrus.
It's a touchy subject, man.
You know, what's the next?
That's another thing. You said they taken, that's what we taking away from brown and black people.
Twerking?
Abortion. When we do that, we taking away from us as a society.
Yo, but you know what?
By
is funny?
Twerking?
By abortion.
Oh yeah.
No one cared until it was brought up. What? That's just how it is.
That's the
everything.
Funny shit, right? Nobody cared.
No one was out there remembering about anything about abortion rights. No one's remembering anything about Twitter and none of this shit. It's just literally when they bring it up. Like that meme is great for it. I'm just saying they put the cartridge in. It's like, okay, guys, go.
The NPC.
Yo, bro, explain this to me. I know we've been on for a while, but listen to this. Explain to me how all of these people simultaneously meet up and know exactly where these court justice judges work. I mean, live exactly. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Fuck.
Where they live? The very next day after there's a leak. So that they can go and protest.
Bruh.
In droves.
And then you know what's the funny thing? A couple days later, there was a protest outside of Nancy Pelosi's crib.
Oh, yeah? Who was there?
And it was lame as fuck, nigga.
Who was there? It was quiet?
Lame ducks.
Oh, wait.
Set up.
So
demanding
what?
That she do something about
set up.
Okay, it was an op.
It was
a bunch of CIA.
Chop cheese, we saw the ops.
It was the CIA's with their clean what's them clothes? Fucking damn, what's the name of shit?
With their heart attack guns.
The white clothes.
With the heart attack.
YouTube heart attack gun, chop cheese. Weird
Abercrombie.
And it been going on. You think
and they drive off in a water car
before?
They drive off in a car that takes water for gas.
Yeah, and then shoot you when you get to the end of your fucking destiny. As soon as you get to the destination, it's like bang. You never drove that.
I don't want
to
be that person.
You never drove that. Just don't ever get if somebody be like jokes. If somebody be like, yo, you gotta come through. I'm gonna drive you to such and such in my water car. Don't ever get in that fucking car. Ever.
Nope. I would never.
You'll be suicided, and whoever is driving the car will be
suicided.
And
guess what?
Suicide each other.
They're gonna put me at a park bench.
They put it in park bench.
You know what's funny? You know what's so funny? The other day I went for a walk, and I was like, you know what? When I get somewhere, I'm going to sit down, light up. I was this close to almost sitting on the park bench. And I was like, you almost got me. That was a good one.
Yo, you didn't know, but there was a nigga right there by the tree.
They almost got me, bro.
He was hiding by the tree.
I did the 360. I looked around. I was like,
fucking dart gun.
There's nobody here, right? All right, good.
Nigga, I don't sit at park bench.
I was waiting, bro. I was like, wow,
they was literally behind the tree with a heart attack gun.
They almost got me.
And a water car. And driving off with a car that takes water.
They will Robin Williams you. They will Paul Walker you. They will one of those They will Amy Winehouse you.
Yeah.
Whoever else is in the 27 Club. YouTube that too, Chop Cheese 27 Club. Interesting find. Interesting wormhole. Yo, is to dive down.
Is this shit getting backlash? 2,000 views.
I just saw it. Did you see it?
You probably can't even say that on YouTube.
2,000 tools?
Maybe that.
2,000 donkeys.
2,000 tools.
Okay, okay.
2,000 donkeys. I wanted to talk about that shit, but this wasn't the vibe because we was on some monetized shit right now.
No. How you say donkey? Donkey?
Donkey.
El donkey.
El jackass.
Donkey. 2,000 donkey.
Can't you get jackass, right? They'll probably prefer more of a jackass.
How can we coast the line about this supposed alleged information? Because they got shut down, or they didn't get I'm not going to say they got shut down. They instantly got attacked by all the quote-unquote fact-checkers. Instantly.
Yeah.
And some of the arguments that the fact-checkers are using to dispute what?
All the
2,000 donkeys? 2,000 donkeys is a good one.
As soon as you Google why is there a formula shortage, the first link that come up is no, Bill Gates did not invest in blah, blah, blah to shorten
breast
the
milk.
I'm like, yo, but I didn't
ask you that. Watch the water. That's the name of it. Watch the water.
That shorty
I'm dropping gems, guys.
With the slack drop, huh? She about to come up
on Rumble. You ain't gonna find it on YouTube.
Yo, these are the watch the water on Rumble.
Huh? Who?
Yeah, you started it back up.
Yo, close it out, bro.
Just put it in two parts.
Listen, yeah, it's gonna be two parter.
This episode is us thanking y'all.
You know
for
what I'm striving
us
for?
Across this Word. Small hurdle.
I'm striving for Chop Cheese.
You guys.
Everybody that watches Saturday Night Live. That's what I'm striving for.
Who? There you go.
Saturday Night Live was one of the most
with a new CCP
televised shows that was just like, oh, what you never knew what you was gonna get. You could expect anything, and I want that to be us. Like, you know what I mean? We're not the funniest motherfuckers, but niggas come here to like to laugh. So,
nah,
we could.
I don't think I'm funny.
Step it up a notch. We could step it up a notch. You know what I mean? Try a little something else.
Nah.
We got a lot of good feedback from Jave. Shout out to Jave. You know what I mean? Gave us some ideas that we can run
through
with the phone and shit.
Who watches and enjoys? Mm-hmm. Even if you don't enjoy, watch. Who gives a fuck? Even if you want to make fun of us, who gives a fuck?
Hit us up in the comments and make fun of
all
of us.
You remember? You remember what we started with?
Who cares? So first of all, you're not the Tinder swindler.
I never claimed to be. Never claimed
to
be.
That's the first one.
The question was
the
how much you need to swindle
you're
somebody.
You're not the Tinder swindler.
How much did he start with?
I don't know. We're going to watch it. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we got homework. We got homework.
We'll get back to you, Chop.
We got to watch
Naked Gun 1.
Naked Gun.
We got to watch Naked Gun 1.
Reggie Jackson.
Naked Gun 1.
We got to watch that.
It'll be a funny reference after you watch.
I'll randomly laugh next week.
Yeah, how old am I? Just try it up. Might have to bleep that reference.
Yeah, niggas carried on about high school and terrorizing teachers.
Nah.
Which is never a good idea.
It's not
trust
ever
me.
A good idea.
You guys were
the future of America.
I'm not going to say they're heroes.
And look where we're at.
But they definitely could be doing something better with their lives.
Top of the fucking
And they're
mountain.
Taking pay cuts.
Top of the food chain, baby.
Your ass bullshit. So
living the fucking life.
Take that for what it's worth, you know?
Yeah. Swigs is actually in the works of making our softball jerseys. That's gonna work
printed.
Out good.
You guys are gonna see those shits and laugh, maybe, because I don't know if we're gonna go through with it.
Like, subscribe.
Depends on how gangster you guys really are.
Thumbs up. Thank you again, people.
Nah.
Favorite hood opinion.
Yo, hopefully next week we'll have somebody to press the button again. Shout out to Memphis. I hope working is worth it.
Bro, shout out to
Memphis. Because you could be here not making money. I don't know. You know, what was that about? But anyway, shout out to Memphis.
You're taking applications, Memphis.
Like and subscribe. Anybody got some last words?
Krimakakanu.
Your favorite hood opinion piece, Goose?
Don't be a Krimakakanu.
Don't be a Krimakakanu.
All right, thank you, guys.